Good afternoon. You're listening to Local Motion here on KVNF, your weekly source for what's happening in your community. I'm Travis Bubinick. The historic 88-year-old Paradise Theater in Paonio is reopening this month after its former owner's lease expired in June and the building was put up for sale. The theater is one of the longest running of its kind in the area, with strong ties to the North Fork Valley community, in particular to its economy and cultural vibrancy. A group of concerned community members recently gathered under the name Friends of the Paradise Theater to explore options for keeping the theater open. Over weeks of negotiation, an agreement was reached between the group and the Paonia Chamber of Commerce, in which the chamber will assume the lease for now. While the theater is still for sale, it will remain open until at least the end of this year. I'm joined in the studio by three members of the Friends of the Paradise Theater group and one member from the Chamber of Commerce. First is Elaine Brett, a member of the Friends of the Paradise Theater and also with the North Fork Heart and Soul Project.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
I'm joined by Frederick Zimmer, who is on the board of the Chamber of Commerce.
Hi.
I'm also joined by Christy Eller, who is a member of the Friends of group and also the interim general manager here at KVNF.
Hi, Travis. Thanks for having us.
And I'm joined by Amy DeLuca, who's a former employee of the Paradise Theater, now the manager for the theater and also the director for the Paonia Film Festival.
Hi, thanks for having us here.
So, Amy, I want to start with you. You were employed at the Paradise Theater when it was owned by its most recent owners, Regna and Jason Jones. You're now going to be the manager overseeing operations at the theater. So could you give us perhaps a brief history of the theater, to the extent that you know the history of the theater?
Sure. I started working at the Paradise about 3 years ago, right when we moved to town here with my family, and Jason Regna had owned it for, I guess, about 5 years by then. And what I know of the history, just working from the most recent going back, prior to Jason and Regna Jones owning it, Stu and Marla Carlson had the theater, and then Michelle Riley, and I'm sorry, I don't know her husband or partner's name. They owned it. And then I know it's had a few incarnations. I believe it was called the Bear Theater at one time, and previous to that, the Poulos Theater. And it's always been primarily a film venue for current releases. And then somewhere around midway, I think, when Stu and Marla owned it, some live music started to come through, and I know that KVNF supported that with Pickin' Productions, and they started to bring in some live entertainment. And then with the Joneses, they really were the ones who turned it up and made it a broader events venue, with bringing in live theater, consistent music, and more diversified entertainment, like the fashion show, the District 81428 fashion show, that I think would have been in its fifth or sixth year this year. So that's what I know about it. I also know that the Cabin Fever film series was something that's been around for perhaps 20 plus years, and that's an art house indie film series that got started in the winter months to get people out and getting them some good entertainment.
Who is that series started by?
I'm not sure, actually.
I'm not sure either. I've been here for almost 18 years, and it's been here the whole time, and that was when Michelle... I believe when Michelle was, well, maybe been Danny Miller. But anyways, yeah. Quite a while.
Yeah.
So it sounds like in general, throughout this theater's 80-some-odd years in town, most of the owners have been locals or local families. Is that an accurate assessment?
That's my understanding, yes.
So very strong ties to the local community here. And speaking of community, I mean, this Friends of Paradise Theater group that has been organized to help facilitate keeping this theater open is comprised of community members. This isn't a for-profit group, as far as I understand. So, Amy, could you perhaps tell us about how this group was organized and how the conversation about keeping the Paradise open began?
Sure. About 8 months ago, last fall, we were waiting to hear from the owners around whether or not they were going to sell the building. And so during that time, I personally and my family, we looked at some options around what it would take for us to take over the business. When it became clear that the building was going to be for sale, that put the business question a little more in the wings. We weren't really sure what the ultimate fate of the theater would be. So in that process, it became clear to us that we needed more resources and more support from the greater community to keep it open. And so we've explored a lot of options during that time frame. Not, I won't go through all of them, but it came down to a point where I thought we needed to put a call out to get some support from the community. So I initiated a conversation with the certain members of the community, people like the Peonia Players, the Heart and Soul Project, let's see who else, Pickin' Productions, myself for the Peonia Film Festival, because the venue is obviously really important to the film festival. We also had the Creative Coalition, North Fork Creative Coalition, and some other people in the business community all come forward to want to sit down together and come up with some creative solutions. So that's really how it started, and we just started to meet, and Regna Jones was also involved in that conversation. So we all kind of came together to think, okay, how can we make this work, and then extending the conversation to the owners to see what they were willing to do while the place was for sale. And we have a lot of events that that are annual and rely on the theater as their venue, and it was really important to this friends group to do our best to honor those events by having a venue to support them, because without it, there's so many things that would just cease to exist. Our live theater, our live music, obviously film, and any special programming around the holidays. Like we have often Holiday Review, and Craig Childs does an event on this winter solstice, etc. So there's lots of things that kind of linger on our permanent schedule annually. And so we wanted to really make sure that we could accommodate that.
Speaking of those annual events, I mean, I know we have the Mountain Harvest Festival that the Paradise Theater helps facilitate every year. Is the Peonia Film Festival an annual festival?
It is, and in 2014 it'll be its fourth year. So that festival has moved around the calendar a little bit over the last few years, trying to find its home in the year, so to speak. And I believe we've really found it in the spring. It's a nice time to do the festival. And so it's slated for the last weekend in April 2014. And it's unclear right now what the venue will be, which is what this friends group hopes to clarify for everybody.
You mentioned that there were some options on the table, but that this one to have the chamber take up the lease was the most viable, I guess. But what were some of those previous options, or how did it get down to this agreement?
We had to determine what kind of venue we were going to be able to have. Specifically, as I mentioned, the Paradise Theater has been a film movie house for many, many years. And with that comes a lot of financial commitment and relationship with the studios, film studios. And along with that is the fact that movie theaters are being forced to convert to digital in 2013. So that was a really huge element in determining the course of our direction. And it became pretty clear pretty quick that we weren't going to be able to accommodate film on a regular basis like the theater had previously been. So again, focusing on this events venue part, which would mean we were only open a specific number of days a month. And some support from the chamber, there was a conversation and it was presented, is that something the chamber could help us with? And they said, yeah, that's something we could talk about. So we started the conversation with them about being the leaseholder, because the Friends of the Paradise is not an entity per se. We are that. We are friends getting together trying to come up with a solution. So we needed an entity or an organization or a person to hold that lease.
So Frederick, I want to ask you about that decision by the chamber to take up the lease. Why did the chamber decide that this would be a good move for the town? And I guess possibly, what benefits does maintaining this lease have for the town of Peonia?
Well, I mean, I think that's pretty clear. Everybody agrees that the theater is an essential element to Peonia. You know, just for Peonia to be, it's an awesome place, but without the theater, it would be a very different place. And so I think that was pretty clear, and everyone supports that. It was a unique opportunity for the chamber in that we are really proactively trying to promote commerce, you know, encourage economic development. And here was this amazing resource that not only provides a social offering to the town, you know, an artistic, et cetera, creative, but is also was a viable business and something that we didn't want to see disappear from either one of those standpoints. And so it's kind of what Amy said, was that the chamber had, quote unquote, the legal requirements, you know, the status to right. be able to fulfill some of those needs. And so it seemed like a perfect combo mm-hmm. to just for the two groups to come together.
So is this strictly a temporary agreement on the part of the chamber, or might the chamber consider taking on the lease in a longer?
Well, everything is definitely temporary at this point because there's so many elements that are in flux. Yeah. But
primarily with the theater being on the market.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, certainly the chamber is in full support of the theater being there. And if it were to, you know, down the line, if it made sense for this present arrangement to continue, there's no reason why the chamber would, you know, feel the need to end that.
Sure. So, Amy, I want to throw it back to you in talking about the Friends Of group. So it sounds like the vision from this community group's perspective for the theater now is more of a community art space than a traditional movie theater. Is that about accurate?
I think that's pretty close. I think right now we're working with a temporary solution towards a long-term plan. And this agreement with the chamber, with their support, is a way to keep the theater open. But most importantly, it allows us to buy a little time to unify, solidify our vision, and then be able to bring a public forum or public presentation out to the community at large and let them know what we're thinking and how we need their help. Because turning the Paradise into a community theater is going to be a lot of work, and we're going to need a lot of help and resources to make that happen. But we have some good ideas, and we've got a lot of people behind it. But it's a big project. It's a big undertaking, and we're going to really need to stay focused in these next few months to get what we need to do done to really look at a long-term plan. And again, this with this caveat that the theater's for sale, but perhaps there's some other creative ways we as a community can actually take ownership of the real estate.
And I think in the long term, the intention is that the theater will run first-run movies again. Mm-hmm. And what that will mean is the investment in the digital equipment. There's theaters all over the country that are looking for that because they're being pushed into that technology. But for the people in the community who enjoy coming to movies in Paonia, the intention is to get back on track with that eventually.
And what are those costs like?
I've seen variable costs, everything from $60,000 to $100,000,
wow.
depending on the equipment and the needs for the theaters. Many theaters around the country are fundraising right now. There's some efforts in the state of Colorado to fundraise for to maintain the theaters in small communities. But it is it's a large piece for any small town. And unfortunately, there are theaters all across the country that are closing down because mm-hmm. it is such an investment.
So, Elaine, you're a self-described pathological volunteer, mostly with the North Fork Heart and Soul Project. So I was wondering if you could maybe tell us what stake that project has in the Paradise Theater, and why other nonprofit groups from the community that, you know, we're not talking to today have a stake in keeping this theater open.
The Heart and Soul Project has been, for the last year, looking at what the things are that really matter to the people in our North Fork community. And we've identified certain things that people value, like the small town feel, the sense of community, and the arts, the cultural aspect of our community and the traditions of our community. These are very rooted in the essence of the North Fork Valley community. And we feel that the theater kind of brings it all together. It is a place for people to gather. It's a place where people from all aspects of this community can come together and enjoy entertainment, or can come together and see their children performing on stage. And it is a center point. It's a place that brings this diverse community into one place for the purpose of for the social purpose of entertainment. And so our project really believes that this is part of the heart and the soul of this community. And without having a central place like that, even though we have other venues, other arts venues, the Blue Sage, the Creamery Arts Center, mm-hmm. it doesn't have the gathering space like the Paradise Theater. To your second question about other nonprofits, we've been working with other groups like the Creative Coalition, which just in the last several weeks announced that the North Fork Valley has been declared a creative district by the state of Colorado. And when they were going through the application process and the review process for that, the Paradise Theater was a real center point. And it was a real topic of conversation as part of that application because it brings community together. And some of the wonderful stories of, for example, the Paonia Players and the theater programs where families could enjoy and where families came together and where children were nurtured and grown on the stage, that really an important aspect. So Creative Coalition very much involved. As a part of the creative district, the Paradise is essential.
And I also gather that the creative district designation is forecasted to have a large economic benefit to the North Fork Valley at large. And I imagine that the Paradise Theater would be tied to that economic success in the area. Frederick, does that seem right to you?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Yeah, and the other element with the theater is that it's part of the downtown. Mm-hmm. So another focus of the chamber is to really try to invigorate downtown, and it would be a horrible hole in the middle of Grand Avenue to have that space empty.
Yeah, and just to, as perspective, to put into perspective the population of the North Fork Valley, we tend to think of the theater being part of Paonia, but it really is a part of this whole valley. And
sure.
The 10,000 or so people who live in the valley.
Let's talk about the programming in the meantime. Amy, can you tell us what's slated for the next month or the next couple of months? What's the programming going to look like here going forward?
Sure. We're going to kick back in with events in the month of August, and that will start with Slow Food Western Slope is doing their annual film festival called Flim Flam, which is food, Elaine may have to help me, food, farm, film, and wine.
Very good.
And that you can visit their website, slowfoodwesternslope.org. So we have Slow Food Western Slope. Paonia Players is going to do the dating game in August. And then we're also looking at doing a Paradise Theater benefit at the end of the month. And then coming up in September, more Paonia Players and Mountain Harvest Festival, which is the annual tradition. And then we also have, as I mentioned earlier, we've had an annual tradition of the District 81428 Fashion and Design Show, which was produced by Regna Jones, the previous owner of the theater. And that's getting reinvented by a group of community members who've been involved in the fashion show in the past, but it's being spearheaded by Susie Caldes of the Creative Coalition. And that show's called Alchemy, and that's going to be a multimedia art and performance show the first weekend of November. We're very excited about that.
Not to be missed. And you might also want to mention that the theater is available.
Right. I did want to ask you about that. So we have a lot of community involvement already and a lot of exciting programming coming up. But as a community space, how would someone or some group get involved in putting something on at the theater?
So you would email me at paradisetheaterinfo@gmail.com. And let me know what you're thinking, what you'd like to do, and we'll get you on the calendar. On our website, we do have a drop-down for venue rental. We hope to make a little change to put in the tank for whatever is to come into the future. But right now, our goals are to pay our monthly expenses and honor helping people out with their events. And ideally, the ultimate scenario is to get ourselves back into film.
What are the next steps in terms of possibly formulating a longer-term plan? Are the Friends of the Paradise Theater looking for one person to buy the theater, or are they trying to organize some sort of collaborative purchase of the building?
Well, I mean, I think it's a combination of things. If somebody came in and wanted to buy the theater, that'd be wonderful, you know, particularly because we could help if they weren't from here, we could offer all kinds of things to them, like the calendar and the community support and all the various organizations that depend on it. We would do whatever we could to support them, certainly. So if that happens, that's simply just going to happen. Mm-hmm. But maybe Elaine wants to talk a little bit more about some other options we're looking at.
We've been looking at, there's a whole range of options in these kind of community theaters, and it ranges from private enterprise, from an individual running and owning the business, to community-owned, to everything in between. There are a lot of options that we have just begun to explore. As Amy said, if somebody came through and would support the theater, would have an urge to buy a small community theater, we would hope that they would want to continue to run it in the same way.
You might want more than an urge to buy a small
community theater. A large check.
A large urge.
But there are people that have money that would do that. One of the options, in exploring what other communities have done, there are options where the community itself has purchased their community facility, and there's some pretty neat ones where the people of the town, people of the area, own shares in their community, and they form kind of a cooperative thing. In my mind, at least, that fits very well with the people of this area, but we'll see if that evolves.
Do you think it would ever be possible for the Paradise, under the control of some community group, to get a legal nonprofit status?
It's very possible.
I mean, it's also, all this work is done volunteer. So the whole Friends of the Paradise is all volunteer and takes a lot of dedication and a lot of time. And I think it's, worth mentioning that a lot of the members of the Friends of the Paradise actually provided a certain amount of guarantee cash to help things go. I mean, so there's mm-hmm. a lot of dedication on people's part to the value and to maintain this resource.
Right. So, Amy, for those who are listening to this interview or who have heard about the Friends of the Paradise group and have ideas or suggestions or just want to be involved with the group or with the theater at large, how can they become involved and how can they share those ideas with you?
We really do want help from the community, as we've mentioned already. It is a community effort. The Friends of the Paradise group has been launched as primarily a steering committee who are working on some of the internal organizational aspects. Right now we are working on a public presentation so that we can really educate people about where we're headed and what our objectives are. And at that point, I feel like we'll be able to invite or welcome more people in to support that effort. And right now, we're trying to tune that up a little bit so that we feel like we're really clear about explaining how people can jump in and where they can jump in and what the need is. And I would just add another thing to that. There's all these businesses and organizations that really do depend on it, whether they are produce events themselves, whether their history is people coming out to dinner and then going to catch a movie or going to catch an event, mm-hmm. or even to stop by on a weekend night and have a drink or grab a snack at the concession area.
Or an ice cream afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. So, there is that real codependent relationship that happens on Grand Avenue with all the venues, I think, or all the different businesses, rather. So I think that's another piece that I think we've all been feeling a void in since it's been dark. So,
mm-hmm. Well, and also supporting the nonprofits of the area as a venue for fundraising, mm-hmm. the Conservation mm-hmm. Center, the Cocker Kids Foundation, mm-hmm. the Slow Food group, that it does provide that, and it truly helps the nonprofits of the area to raise some money.
Well, Amy, where can we find a comprehensive list of the programming that's coming up, or when? Where will it be available when it does get developed in full?
It's live right now on our website. And as the calendar, I think we're just a couple months out on the website right now. But as things become solidified, we'll just keep popping them up there. And we also have the hotline number at the theater. And the marquee is also some of our advertising. And as I mentioned, Facebook. So, but one thing I want to be sure to add is we're not out of the woods yet on this. And the most important thing people can do to support the theater is to come to the theater. Even though we're open, we still have a lot of work to do, and we really need people to help show up.
Well, thank you all for joining us here on Local Motion today. We've been talking about the Paradise Theater. The 88-year-old theater in Paonia is reopening this month. The Chamber of Commerce has agreed to take over the lease with some help from a community-organized group called the Friends of the Paradise Theater. And you can find more information about what kind of events are going to be happening now that the theater will be reopened at paradiseofpaonia.com. I've been joined by Elaine Brett of the North Fork Heart and Soul Project, also Amy DeLuca, former employee of the Paradise Theater, now the manager, Christy Eller, who is on the board of Paonia Players, also interim general manager here at KVNF, and Frederick Zimmer, who is on the board of the Chamber of Commerce. Thank you all so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
You've been listening to Local Motion here on KVNF, your weekly source for issues, ideas, and people that affect your world. I'm Travis Bubinick. Thanks so much for listening.